Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Armor Report. Glad to have you all here. It's a Monday. This is an armor education series. We're going to talk about stop loss rules. It's going to be a deep dive today. The Armor Report, for those of you who don't know, is a show about stock market investing. Armor stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. And what we do on our trading desk is we follow what's called quantitative and fundamental analysis combined. All right, we're quantamentalists. And so we take those two pieces, quantitative execution, fundamental analysis, put them together, and that's the information edge that I provide for you when we do these live streams. Everything we're doing here and talking about between us, we use this information to manage capital here on our trading desk. It's a live look in to a real trading desk. I'm involved in trades right now, both on a day trade level and on a multi-month, multi-year investing portfolio level. We did our first stop loss video last week, and I got a lot of responses from subscribers, both at YouTube and from Armor Insider subscribers. So I thought I'd do a follow-up video here and just share with you some more thoughts. We're going to talk about philosophy of the stop loss and how important it is. Then we're going to dive into a couple of questions. Please feel free to comment right now if you've got a stop loss question, and I'll try to get it into this video before the end. Okay. This is a live trading desk, don't forget. So forgive me if I get distracted. I've got trades on. The phone might ring. I might have to take a call, so just bear with me. Before I dive in to the stop discussion, I do want to highlight real quick what's going on in MJ. Okay, so the cannabis investment theme is important to all of us. We keep, you know, following it very closely. I've been tweeting out, so follow me on Twitter at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T, Rosenthal, that 1677, 1678, right around there, is the price on MJ, the ETF MJ, that I'm hawking right now. I've got my eyes on it. We've got to close above that level. So I put a tweet out earlier today. The stock was trading at 1640. It popped above 1696. Now we're trading at 1685. I need to see a close above that 1677. And preferably the next day, tomorrow, it will move higher off of that level. That level is the 20-day moving average. And if you look at the downtrend started back in March of last year, MJ can't get above that simple moving average. So step one is to close above it and then accelerate higher off of it so we can move away from this significant downtrend. All right, so eyes are on that right now. I will mention, and those of you who are Armor insiders already know this, that the best performing cannabis stock so far this year is IIPR. I'm talking about big cap stocks with a lot of volume. Forget about the penny names. I don't know. There could be another penny stock that's gone up. That's not what I follow here. I manage real capital, a lot of it, so I need a lot of liquidity. Okay, so I stick to the biggest names. And Innovative Properties, without a doubt, is outperforming all the rest. And it's paying a yield of better than 5%. I did an Armor Insider exclusive eyes-only video for you guys, and you guys know this, the Armor Insiders, on December 31st, where I broke down for you chapter and verse why this stock was in all of our Armor model portfolios. And it's only gone up from there. pays $1 a share dividends per quarter, $4 a year. That's probably going up this year. Okay? I am working on another Armor Insider Eyes Only video about a particular stock we're going to be buying in the next week or two. And as soon as I have that up on the Armor Insider website, I'll let you guys know. All right? So anyway, let's keep an eye on that. I'm also keeping my eye on GW Pharmaceutical. Looks like a pretty good earnings announcement. People liked it. The stock popped up. It's the third largest holding in MJ, so you've got to pay attention to it. Okay, let's move on to stop losses, okay? I want to share with you first the philosophy of the stop, okay? I've been writing quantitative algorithms for decades. That's not an exaggeration. I have been studying quantitative execution using computer strategies and systems to discover what rules have the biggest impact on investment success. It's been exhaustive. The information that I'm going to provide to you right now is based on statistical analysis of unbelievable amounts of data. And I can say to you with a fair amount of certainty that using stop losses correctly will have the biggest impact on your investment success. Now you can say to me, well, isn't the biggest impact on my success picking the right stocks? I'd say to you, okay, obviously you got to pick the right stocks. But I submit to you this. The stock market goes up most of the time. 7 out of 10 stocks follow the stock market. You should be able, with just a modicum of work, you should be able to come up with a handful of decent names. You could pick 10 stocks. You should at least be able to pick 5 that's going to make you money over a long period of time with stock markets to rise. But this is just basic facts. So the biggest impact to your overall success and your net worth is identifying your losers as fast as possible and exiting and riding your successes as long as you can without giving back hard-earned profits. So we have stop losses upon entry of a position to protect principal, and we have stop losses, rising stops, trailing stops as stocks go up to protect profits. And that's why I say it's the single most important aspect of success for you as an investor. Yes, you got to pick the right stock, but even if you don't, the market's going to help you out a lot. So if you can identify the horrific mistakes you're making and get rid of them quickly, ride your successes, your net worth goes up. And I've found way too many people focus on uncovering the next investment theme or finding the stock nobody else knows and being the first one there. And like, that's got nothing to do with really increasing your net worth over time. That's got a lot to do with massaging your ego, making you feel good, because you're ahead of the crowd. But if you're ahead of the crowd on one name and you're sucking the pipe on 9, what difference does it make? Now, I'm going to share with you a fact. In the quantitative community, okay, all of us who write algorithms, there's a basic threshold that we use when we write a new string of code and create an algorithm. So let's say we have an idea in our heads. We want to trade in a certain manner. We write that code out. We run the strategy. We backtest it. We see what the results are. If the strategy is right 3 out of 10 times, That first pass, when you first write it, I submit to you that you'll be breaking even on the strategy if your stop is correct and you're only right 3 out of 10 times. That's it. So if you can get yourself to be right 5 out of 10 times, I know a lot of guys making a fortune and they're only right 50% of the time. How do they do it? It's because they have the right stop discipline. They've uncovered that secret. The 5 stocks that they choose work, and the other 5 they get rid of as fast as they can. Now, here's the rub, right? If you get rid of winners too quickly, you can't have success. So where do you put that stop? I shared with you last week the 3 places to put the stop when you first buy an asset. There's 3 places. Go watch that video, okay? I talked about the low of the day we buy it, or the bar we buy it. If it's day trading, it's the bar you buy it. I talked about the low of the, you know, the move you're buying, okay? And really the low of the whole base that you're buying. So go watch that video to understand that more. Obviously, your trigger has to be good, because if you're buying incorrectly, you're going to get stopped at everything. So we can discuss that on future, how to create triggers that work. We'll discuss that on future Armor educational videos. But I just wanted you to understand philosophically that I could almost take any of you out there, I don't care what your strategy is. If we talked one-on-one and we went over your stop discipline, I could improve your performance. It's the single biggest factor. Every time I write a new algorithm and I start backtesting and looking at the results, I start tightening up stops or figuring out what the right stop is for that strategy, and my profitability goes up. This was hard-fought information. I spent years writing algorithms, fighting with things, and then I finally came upon this piece of information that really changed the tide for me. Focusing on the stop correctly. I also want to tell investors that I work with, I have a lot of these conversations, so I'm going to share this with you guys. A lot of investors I work with, when they first start working with me, they're a little confused at the way their portfolio trades. We put capital to work. We might buy 10 ideas. We're going to get stopped out of 3 or 4 like that. It happens. I'm not looking to be right 10 out of 10 times. I mean, look, we all want to be right 10 out of 10 times, okay? But nobody is. Okay, so the very nature of stops goes against the human nature, and that's why it's so hard to use them and use them effectively. The minute you buy something, you're at your highest amount of conviction and excitement. So to sell it at the end of the day or the next day, your initial response is to feel stupid. And what I would submit to you is you have to change that psychology. Your initial response should be get excited. You've just identified a loser. The way stops work in an investment portfolio, you're going to put 10 stocks on. Your 3 or 4 winners that are going to carry that whole portfolio take time to develop. The 3 or 4 names that are going to get stopped out right away happen in a couple of days or a week. And so initially you feel like you've done something wrong. And I submit to you, you haven't. You're doing something right. You're identifying the losers quickly, raising cash, looking for the next idea, till you can build out a portfolio of successes and let them run. That's the philosophy of stops. Okay, let's get to question here. One question you guys have been asking me is, where do I place these stops? So that's a good point. I have stops, could be the low of the bar that I'm buying. I never put them in the market. I don't want people to know where I'm sitting so they can stop me out. Okay, that's step one. So I manage all my stops personally as a human. I just don't trust the marketplace for me to put a stop in and have nobody see it. Don't tell me that there's algos you could put out there and no one will see it. Yeah, whatever. I'll tell you the algo that works that nobody sees, the one's in my head. Okay, so I know what my stops are. Now, that's number one. Number two, I don't let myself get stopped out in the first 2 hours of trading. So for me, stops are, they're not a concrete hard number. It's a number that I know once it's below that price, I have to get out. Sometimes I lose a little bit more money because I'm being patient till the end of the day and it craters. Okay, it happens. It happens. But an equal amount of the time, you'll get your stop hit in the morning only for the asset to close higher by the end of the day and skyrocket. I'm telling you this hard-fought things that I've learned over years of doing quantitative analysis. Getting stopped out in the morning is usually a mistake. Every now and then, you'll get blown out because you didn't get stopped out in the morning, and you'll feel sick about it, and you'll say, God, I should have just done that. Okay, but I'm saying over a body of evidence, over years of data, more often than not, that early morning stop will reverse and go higher. And so I'm willing to take a little bit more of a loss on a particular day. And the way the mind works, you always remember your biggest losers, okay? You don't remember your big successes as much as you do your losers. So try to avoid that emotion. This is what works for me, guys. I don't know you personally, so you have to figure out what works for you. I'm just sharing my knowledge, what works for me. I don't let myself get stopped early in the morning, usually not the first 2 hours of the day. I might cut my position in half if it hits a stop and goes below it, and I feel like I need to protect capital, but I'm not 100% out until the end of the day. And that means really somewhere in the last hour, I'll determine this ain't happening. I'm out of Dodge. Okay. And the last question was one about, I think Glenn, you asked me about how do I handle stops and earnings news? You know, if you're holding a stock into earnings and then they blow up and the stock's down 20%, what do you do? There's nothing to do there. I mean, they're apples and oranges. Stops are stops, and earnings news is fundamental analysis. And you know, at some point you have to be right on the stock. It's a bit of a gamble, right? Because sometimes you're right and the stock gaps up 20%. Sometimes you're wrong and it's a mess. Stops can't help you with that. There's no mystery to a stop. You know, if the stock closes below the stop and tonight is earnings, I'm out. And if the stock's up 20% the next day because the earnings were great, I can't help it. That's just the way it went. Vice versa, if the stock closes 10 cents above the stop and then tonight the news is terrible and the stock drops 20%, I can't help it. Stops aren't, you know, they're not a miracle worker. You still have to do the fundamental research. That's why, you know, we call ourselves quantamentalists. There's just as much time spent on fundamental analysis as quantitative. All right. So let me just see any questions here. Yeah, guys, do me a favor. I appreciate this. If you've enjoyed this, don't forget, give me a thumbs up. All right. Anybody who's not a subscriber, subscribe right now, right below. You can just click on it, go there, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you for your time spent with me. Can you tell me how the triggers for stop losses work? Okay. You know what? I will answer that question on the next video. I'm going to do a complete armor education video about triggers. What gets me to buy a stock? Right now, we're just talking about stops. So next time I come at you with an armor educational video, we will talk about what type of triggers we use to initiate positions. I appreciate your time you spent with me today, guys. Be safe out there. Watch MJ. That close above 1677, 78 is going to be important for the future of these stocks right now. All right? Take care.